Cheers.
Cheers. So we're doing a little a mini episode,
yes.
Our very first mini episode, live and direct from a bar.
Yes,
where you're attending.
That's correct.
That's right. And I snuck in here just before you opened the doors. The crowds are outside waiting to come in.
The throngs of people.
I know, they're thronging.
Actually, you know how busy my friggin' Wednesdays actually are. Crazy busy. So
it's
I'm glad that we did this.
it sounds a little bit different because you're gonna echo, and we're not using our big fancy mics, but. We had great, interesting news, Stephen King news today. We just had to bring Dia.
So friggin' excited.
And it's weird because we talked about this on the last episode that we published just a few days ago about what's going to happen with Castle Rock Season 2 because we didn't know anything.
Not one peep from any hints, anything. And
no,
now,
as
all
usual
of a sudden,
with Netflix, they don't say a damn thing.
Exactly.
And now an article that just came out in The Wrap, which is an entertainment trade thing that I read way too often. It gave a whole rundown about what's going to happen.
And I am so fucking excited. Okay, first of all, I think that the cast is just, even the two actors that I know for sure, the actress and the actor, we got Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
And then for the chick, she's one of them, oh, she's so hot.
Lizzie Kaplan.
I love her.
Oh my God.
And so she's going to be playing a young Annie Wilkes.
Yes, a prequel to Misery, where she apparently gets involved in some crime war when she's ends up in Castle Rock. Now, of course, you know she's eventually going to end up in Colorado, but now she's here. Lizzie Kaplan. I've been watching Lizzie Kaplan for years.
I love her.
The one I remember best is when she played Pinkman's girlfriend on Breaking Bad. I know you haven't seen Breaking Bad. She gets killed by Walter White. And, where he lets her suicide in front of him, basically. And then, of course, Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 39, which was, she was wonderful in that. And now Jessica Jones, which just got canceled like a few weeks ago. And
bing, bang, boom, here she is.
And I would never have thought of her
as an Annie Wilkes character, but I think that she's such a great actress that I think she'll do amazing.
And she can play crazy real well.
I can't wait to see the crazy coming out.
Yeah,
I cannot wait.
Yeah. And she's, what, early 30s, mid-30s, which is probably half the age of what Annie was?
Yes, and also with Tim Robbins, they're doing the whole, they're bringing in the whole Ace Merrill and Pops Merrill and the whole family of fucking Merrills.
Yeah,
we got Merrills and Wilkes.
Yeah, he plays an actual character from a King story. He was in The Sundog, the novella. But then also, he apparently is the patriarch of this whole, when we talked about this when we did the Castle Rock episodes, that there's this whole Merrill family. There are thugs that we've seen in The Body, we've seen in Salem's Lot, they're all over the place. And he's the head of it, dying of cancer, apparently.
Yeah. That part sucks, but I'm very excited to see what kind of crazy he'll turn on knowing that he's dying.
Yeah. And
because there's no holding back then.
Well,
what are you going to do? Throw me in jail? I'm dying, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So.
And did you see that it's about this crime war between the crime families in two towns?
Yes. They
Castle Rock and
Jerusalem's Lot.
Oh,
so they're bringing it. So they're expanding our Castle Rock multiverse so well. I love it.
Yeah. It's going to be so much fun. Of course, we have no idea when it's actually going to be on.
They just did the casting, but they said what the premise is going to be about. And if we learned anything from last year's Castle Rock, it's going to be just twists and turns and everything.
And there are a couple of other really weird little mentions in this. One is that there's a whole bunch of African-American actors in this. And apparently there's a community of Somalis.
Yeah, I read that. And I was like, what? I didn't know anything about this. So.
Yeah, apparently they're, well, at least. And again, we don't know if this is going to be set in the past.
Right.
Because obviously a young Annie Wilkes would imply that Misery hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Because this from the...
She has a daughter, too.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
A daughter.
Like,
I looked
what?
At the actress. Yeah, she's.
How did she survive Annie Wilkes?
Yeah, or did she?
Yeah. Ooh, Brad.
Well, and we know that.
She didn't have a cocky duty daughter when she was.
Never mentioned.
Yeah, never mentioned. Oh, my God.
But we did see in the book, it's barely mentioned in the movie, but in the Misery book, when he finds her
scrapbook,
that all of the things she'd done as a younger woman, you know, going, working at hospitals.
Murder.
And so, that you know, that she's nuts for a long time before Paul Sheldon.
Yeah.
And So that's all there. Her daughter is with her, and the woman is playing is looks to be late teens, early 20s.
Okay.
So
yeah, I meant to look up some of those actors that I wasn't as familiar with.
And then also Ace Merrill is in this big time.
Oh, I didn't look him up. Does he look like how we think of Ace when we think of him in our mind's eye?
He's and they're both really accomplished young actors.
That's great.
That guy, the guy who's Hedlund, who's going to play Ace Merrill, is in the brand new Netflix movie Triple Frontier. It's the one that just came out. It's a big thriller.
I'm excited.
He's done a lot of stuff. It goes all the way back to playing Patroclus' son in Troy. He's been around a long time.
Oh, wow.
So, as usual, they're getting good guys.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And Somalians.
Now, do you think because they've written the plot so, I mean, they just loosely said everything, but it sounds like, you know, it's already mapped out. Do you think that there's any possibility they've already filmed?
No, I think this is...
Fuck!
Well, I can't. They just announced the casting. So.
Well, maybe they just did that to throw us off the trail, and next week it's going to be open.
With Netflix, it could very well be. But as usual, not even a hint as to when this is going to be done. But if they're announcing casting now, that's all locked down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what? March now? Maybe this year?
Yeah.
Maybe this fall? Maybe next year.
Maybe
who knows? But not in the forever.
No Game
forever.
Of Thrones.
There won't be a 2-year gap. And just for me,
I think it'll probably be out this summer.
And I can't remember the last time I saw Tim Robbins do anything.
I haven't seen him in forever.
Yeah.
I miss him. I miss him and Susan Sarandon being together. That still breaks my heart to this day.
And I'm just it's sad. It just hasn't been working. It hasn't done. I mean, he's chosen obviously not to.
Right.
So just seeing him back at all, and then seeing Lizzie Caplan do anything.
Do we know who he's dating?
I don't know if he's dating. Single? Did you see the picture of him?
Yeah.
Not looking so great.
You know, I thought he looked interestingly, debonair, kind of older man look, but that haircut.
Yeah.
That haircut was one for the fucking books, man. It was not a bowl cut, but it kind of reminds me of like Lloyd Christmas. From
I think all men of our age, his and mine together, don't do bangs.
No.
You don't want to do the bangs.
That's
you
what I'm
look
saying.
Lovely in bangs.
Thank you.
And in fact, we're going to take a picture of you here at the bar before
Ooh.
We're done here
Woo-hoo.
To put up. But not a 56-year-old man. We're not meant to do it. Caesar could barely get away with it.
Yeah.
And, everybody since the last 2,000 years or so, not so much.
I am so excited, and I can't wait. I don't know what our format's going to be this year. Last year, we just kind of did an ending, recap at the end of each week's podcast. I kind of like that idea, but it was also exhausting,
Well, we talked a little bit at the end there about actually doing a post-episode, a weekly deal.
Like a mini-sode? Oh, okay, gotcha.
Not like
what we're doing right now. So,
yeah, like
all
right,
gotcha.
Now. But, and it won't be long. We won't go into full detail.
Perfect.
But
we'll
just
do our multiversal references.
Right,
and
we may publish that on, if we're doing the shows on Monday, that'll be on Thursday and Friday. Or
right.
However, again, last time I think they released them all at once.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
They probably will again.
Well, I don't know. Hulu goes back and forth on this stuff. They don't... they don't necessarily, like, they're
There's
doing...
There's no consistency.
No, they did Runaways, one of the Marvel shows, and it was every week.
It
wasn't all at once. So if they parcel it out, that would be great. Otherwise, we'll figure something out. We'll do it, and probably do it sooner this time. But it'll be fun.
It'll be so fun.
And that's, like, the biggest news. But, like, we were also saying last time around, we're never going to run out of stuff.
Yeah.
Here again.
Here we go again.
Yeah, this
and
is
we're expanding
least.
To Jerusalem's lot for fuck's sake, not just Castle Rock. So
and
I mean, it's never going to stop. It's going to keep
wonder
expanding.
How many of the characters from Salem's Lot? Because it was a healthy little town
before
the vampires showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So how many of them were going to show up?
Oh my god! And Ben Mears and the boy are still alive. So what if they fucking show up or get mentioned by somebody?
I also wonder. It's kind of like
if Annie Wilkes fucked Ben Mears and that's her daughter. Their daughter.
Oh, Lord. Now you're completely... Who knows? And, well,
I'm going to just start my own inside view.
Yeah, that's right. This will be your inside view. It'll be really interesting. And the timing of the show, but the era it's going to be set in really fascinates me. Because right now it seems to be the big thing to do movies in the 90s.
Right.
Like, obviously, Captain Marvel was set in the 1990s. They're doing the new Wonder Woman movie is set in the late 80s. There's rumors now that the new Batman movie that's being made with a whole new Batman cast,
is
a younger guy, is going to be set in the 90s.
Right.
So you got to wonder if they stick to the late what was it, 80s that Misery took place?
Yeah.
This would be then set in the 60s?
Oh, shit, you're right. At least. Yeah. I mean, it might even be earlier, like the
50s. The 50s or so, wouldn't
because it? Ace, Marilyn, Pop, and all them, they are fucking 50s cats.
Yeah,
they
particularly,
are,
and like
they're
Ace
greaser.
Is, yeah, Ace 50s. is a pain in the ass 30s by the time the body is around.
Yeah.
So it could be...
No, Ace is in
no,
the
I mean,
30s.
I mean in Salem's Lot.
Oh, yes,
he's
yes.
in 80s, and he's like mm-hmm. already kind of a shitheel, but he's, I think he's late 20s by then.
Yeah.
So... Yeah,
this could be so much fun.
It could be so much fun to see Castle Rock in the 60s before
oh,
almost anything.
Oh, that would be great.
And then, of course, Castle Rock, Shawshank will still be there.
Uh-huh.
And Tim Robbins would be in Shawshank.
Oh, my God,
and
I love
oh my
it.
God.
It's so much. It's
just
so
too
much goodness. My nipples are so hard. I love it.
It's so multiple. You can't do that. You're at work.
No, I have a padded push-up bra on. Nobody can tell.
And we'll be taking a picture of that right now. So, anyway, folks, we just wanted to really quick bring the big news. Well, I'm going to push this out between the two episodes. We'll be back with you next week to talk about Big Driver. Is that what we're talking about?
I think yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm confused. I don't have my notes in front of me.
No, me neither. But whatever we're talking about next, we'll talk about it. Meanwhile, have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday.
See you next Monday. Yeah. P.S. Welcome back to the fray, Apex and the Abyss. We're really happy you're back.
Yeah, it's a great, and we've been listening all the time. Also, Kim and Kat just did Mandy.
Uh-huh.
It is completely crazy, in which they advocate taking lots of drugs and before you watch the movie.
I want to know what kind of drugs to take. Oh, and also, I'm going to a meetup in next month in New York for a Sofa King podcast. So,
oh, cool.
So I'm glad that we're having a meetup. I haven't seen my boys in a long time.
That's right. So all of our favorite guys, get to it. And we'll see you next Monday.
Have a great week. Bye.